A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Psachim Samach Tes, Psachim 69b, pagination page 138. We'll start from the Mishnah towards the bottom of the page, about 8 lines from the bottom, at the end of a line, Masnisim. Emasai mevi chagiga imo. When did you bring a special carbon together with the carbon Pesach? And this special carbon was called a chagiga. And its purpose was not the general chagiga festivities of the holiday, but rather to make sure that a person would have enough meat for Seder night. The Korban Pesach was allocated that each person should get a kazayis according to the number of people that would gather. And the chagiga was to make sure that everybody would have enough food besides the Korban Pesach itself. So the rule is that the Chagiga is not as powerful as the Korban Pesach, and therefore it only comes together with the Korban Pesach bizman shehuba b'chol b'tayra uvemuat. Only if the Korban Pesach is being done on the weekday, that Erev Pesach is a weekday, not a Shabbos, because for a Shabbos the Korban Pesach pushes away Shabbos in allowing you to bring the Korban Pesach, but Chagiga would not have that same strength. Likewise, in a case where people were Tamei Meis, people were Tamei from coming in contact with a corpse, so then the Korban Pesach overrides that, but the Chagiga would not. Uvemuat, and likewise, if the Korban Pesach is not sufficient for everybody to get a portion and be able to eat satisfactorily, so then we bring a Chagiga. But if there is enough food from the Korban Pesach, then you would not bring a Chagiga with. And therefore, if it's coming on Shabbos, if there's plenty, or if it's brought betuma in the case of ritual impurity, a mevini mal chagiga, you don't bring a chagiga with it. Now, if you'll look at the order in which the Mishnah presents these three scenarios, number one, weekday, so the contrast to that is Shabbos. Number two, taira, the contrast to that is tumah, ritual impurity. And bemuat, few, the contrast to that is bimeruba, with a lot. So you'll notice that the order was changed. In the first line of the Mishnah, it's an order of chol, taira, and muat. In the second line of the Mishnah, it's Shabbos, meruba, and tumah. The first ones match up, chol and Shabbos. But Taira Muat, the contrasting case, was reversed, and we did Meruba and Toma. Rabbi Kiva Eger, in Gilyan HaShas, the bottom left commentary on this page, tells us to look at Avodah Zarah Daf Gimel in Taisvis. And Taisvis over there tells us, Baharba Mekomos, in many places, lo kapid limnos keseder, the Mishnah was not careful to list them in their perfect order. And according to this Taisvis, it would seem that switching this order is not consequential. Now, that could be true, but many Mefarshim still try to take this to the next level, because there must have been some reason that the Mishnah was recorded in this slightly unusual way. Why wouldn't they keep the same sequence? Why wouldn't they keep the same order? There's an amazing marmakom here. The Teferes Yisrael on this Mishnah, 6th Perek in Psachim, footnote Chaf Vav 26, the Teferes Yisrael writes, Lahochi nokat hocha meruba be'emtza. For the following reason, the Mishnah switched the order, readjusted the order, regrouped Delo tema, so you shouldn't say that meruba is different. That if there's enough food for everybody from the Korban Pesach, so then you wouldn't bring the chagiga. Maybe that's just optional. Ein tzorich lehavi chagiga. You don't have to. Aval al kol panim rashai lehavio. You're allowed to bring it. And the Teferis Yisrael's angle over here is that the Mishnah is trying to tell you that a similar type of prohibition, that you're not allowed to bring the chagiga if it's Shabbos or if it's Tumah, because they don't override. Only Pesach overrides Shabbos and Tumah. Likewise, the case of Meruba, the case where there's enough food for everybody, just from the Korban Pesach, you wouldn't be allowed to bring the Chagiga. And he gives a Marmokom, Perik Ches, Mishnevav, where we see that you're not supposed to Shech the Pesach in a way that would bring it to Noser, that there should be leftovers. We're supposed to allocate it in a way purposely that there should not be leftovers, and therefore would actually be prohibited on some level to bring the Chagiga. According to the Tiferes Yisrael, the regrouping over here is to make sure that the reader is aware that they're all one status. It's not that Meruba is a case of optional, so you might not bring it, but really you could, and the others are prohibited. He's saying all of them have a strong reason why you're not allowed to bring the Chagiga in that case. Let's skip to the last line of the page, middle of the line, Aleph Reish. Amar Ravashi, Ravashi said, Shema Mino, we see from here. Chagigas Arba Osar Lav Chovahi. The Chagiga of the 14th is not an obligation. Remember, there are two types of Chagiga that we're dealing with. There's a Chagiga, Meseches Chagiga is built on, which is the obligation to bring a Korban during Pesach. This Chagiga, though, that we're talking about, which is the Chagiga of the 14th, was brought to make sure that you would have enough meat for the Seder meal. The Gemara is saying, Lav Chovahi. Whatever the reason is, but it's not a true obligation. In the words of the Rambam, it's mitzvah min hamuvchar, it's the correct way to do the mitzvah, but it's not a true absolute obligation. The Isaka Daita Chovahi, because if it was a true absolute obligation, Tesi b'Shabbos, Tesi b'Meruba, Tesi b'Tumah, you would be bringing it, even if it's Shabbos, even if there's enough food for everybody, even if it's b'Tumah, the Chagiga would override, because it's a requirement. So the Gemara maintains, Lav Chovahi. Bottom line, it's not a true and absolute obligation to bring the Chagiga. The Rambam's wording, in fact, is Im hikriv shalmei chagiga ba'arba'asar. If you brought the chagiga, ocha mehen, you would eat from it first, and then you would eat the Korban Pesach. The Rambam recognizes, even in his cryptic wording, if, but it's not necessarily true that you're going to bring the chagiga. And our Mishnah is telling us very definitively three scenarios where you would not bring the Chagiga. You're not allowed to. Okay. Uvamuat miu maitaima asya. The Gemara asks, but bottom line, why do we normally bring the Chagiga? Kedetanya, as we learned. Chagiga haboim ha-pesach, the Chagiga that comes with the Korban Pesach, this special Chagiga of the 14th, ne'echelas techilo, you eat it first. Before the Korban Pesach, kidei sheyehi Pesach nechal al hasova, in order that the Korban Pesach should be eaten once you're already satisfied. And this becomes a bit delicate. We don't want the Korban Pesach to be eaten as a stuff your face type of thing, because that's not called an achila. But on the other hand, we want it to be nechal al hasova. It should be eaten as royalty, as an optional food, not because you're starving, not because you're hungry. Rashi words it, because techoshev lahen achila, it raises the value, the importance of the eating, Tosfos tells us that there's another consideration from the Yerushalmi, that the purpose of the Chagiga and Nechal al Hasova on the Korban Pesach, that you should be eating the Korban Pesach when you're already satiated, is midrabanon, it's rabbinic, gizera mishum shiviras etzem, because there's a prohibition not to break bones on the Korban Pesach, and if a person's starving, you're going to dig in, and we don't want that. And therefore, midrabanon, we eat something else first, in order that a person shouldn't come to break a bone in the Korban Pesach. No matter how we understand it, but there is this concept that a person should not dig into the Korban Pesach in a starving fashion. Presumably, if they weren't able to bring the Chagiga, let's say on a year that Erev Pesach was Shabbos, presumably they ate food beforehand to make an effort not to eat the Korban Pesach while they're still starving. And the theme of the Korban Pesach is something that the Sefer HaChinuch brings out numerous times, that it's supposed to be something of royalty. That's one of the reasons attributed to the fact that it's eaten roasted. Roasting constrains the meat, as opposed to boiling that bloats the meat. And it's a symbol of royalty, of freedom, which is what we celebrate on Pesach night. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.